Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Wait, I'm trying to put my crown on.
Oh, please put it on.
It's stuck.
Hi. Oh, wait, here, wait.
Welcome back to Awkward Stage, the podcast. Today is a very special episode because it's just me, who is Nicole, and Alina, who is Alina.
Hi. Hi, and that's me. I'm Alina. Nicole, if you are watching right now, and that was our producer Joey who played something.
He's wildly unprofessional.
Man, Joey, are you fucking this up again?
We hate Joey. This is my wedding episode. Wait, we need to bring Joey
out.
Yes.
Wait, this is Nicole's wedding episode. For those watching, she's wearing a white tulle. Ensemble and a crown.
It's a robe. It was my getting ready robe.
Getting ready robe. And a crown that is the most fabulous king's crown, not a tiara, mind you, that Nicole wore to her wedding.
I'm not a princess, I'm a king.
Exactly.
So I was going to wear my wedding dress for this episode, but my mom's having it preserved.
What does that mean?
In Massachusetts. I don't know. I just know that it means you can, like, throw it in your attic for the rest of time.
So is it, like, getting laced with something, or is it being put in plastic?
Yeah, they're
like
lacing
for a museum?
It with cocaine. No.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think they, like...
Business idea.
I think they, like, put chemicals on it that make it so the fabric doesn't, like, rot.
Oh, like what they did with, like, Marilyn Monroe's dresses, and then, like, one day Kim Kardashian can wear it to the Met Gala.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So maybe I'll wear it to the Met Gala.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Met Gala? Invite us.
But honestly, like, we took my mom's wedding dress out when I got engaged.
Yes, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, it was so 80s with the big sleeves.
Yes.
But it fit me.
I loved it.
We were like, we have to do something with this. We have to do something with this. But then every wedding event, I didn't want to wear it.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to wear my own thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like my wedding dress will never be used again.
Okay, so maybe this is just the first of many outfits or dresses that are, you know, that represent a very special day in your life. And when you're like 60, you have this whole museum of, you know, like you can wear like whatever you wore when you won your first Emmy. And
when you went to the Oscars,
you know, those natural steps that are coming up.
Absolutely going to be in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Every single pair of shants that I own. I don't know if you guys have been following my Instagram, but
I have at Nikki Dubes.
Yeah, at Nikki Dubes. We are on a big shants kick. Shoe pants. They're shoes that are also pants. They're a one piece shoe pants shants.
Like, you think she's joking, but that's exactly what it is.
And I intend to wear them on every red carpet I get invited to.
Yeah. And it's a big deal when they let us walk the red carpet, because, like, last year we got invited to some events and some premieres, and our manager said to us that was actually really awkward. That was one of our first encounters together as, like, accidental influencers.
Yeah, what event was that?
It was the premiere of that Peacock show with Kristen Wiig and MacGruber.
Yes. MacGruber. Oh my god, yeah, we got invited to the MacGruber premiere.
We were so excited.
It was
we were like,
third
oh my
event
god,
we've
we
ever
important?
Been invited to. And before when we first started, Alina and I just like started getting followings on TikTok at the same time. And we were
you can say it. We started influencing you
we
guys.
We started influencing you guys at the same time. And we were getting out of Alina's car one day. And I was like, Alina, do you think we're ever going to get, like, invited to events? And she was like, oh, my God. What if we start getting invited to events? I was like, Alina, we might get to go to events. Yeah. Because you, like, see actors go go to events and stand on carpets and stuff. So this was like one of the first ones, and we thought we were going to be able to walk the red carpet.
Yeah, because our manager told us that we should expect to be walking the red carpet, and then we had this whole text thread, and we went to the mall, I mean separately, but we were like, what should we wear?
Yeah.
It's so important. People are going to look at our pictures, and it's like...
My outfit was terrible.
I don't remember. Oh, was it the leather?
It was like all leather. Orange leather. It photographed terribly.
Okay, wait. Yes, you were wearing the brown thing, and we...
It was orange.
Orange.
You were also wearing orange.
I was also wearing orange, and it was the complete coinkydink.
Yeah, but yours was really cute, and mine terrible.
But anyway, we thought we were going to walk the red carpet, and you got there first.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the terrifying task of... Because there's always like a red carpet coordinator. There's like people who work the red carpet, and you tell them who you are. They put your name on a piece of paper so the photographers get your name right, right?
Yeah.
And we were told to go to the red carpet and to go to this person. And you went there.
Yeah. I went there and got completely shut down. She was like, this is for only people who were involved in the project. There's another photo opportunity for social media influencers on the other side. And it was like a fake army truck.
Yeah.
With like that just like said MacGruber across the
no carpet
side. But the worst part of all of this is so Alina and I used to take classes at the Groundlings.
Yes.
And
the comedy is like an improv comedy school.
Yeah. For those. One of the comedians, I think main company comedians or like a teacher there.
Yeah.
Was in MacGruber and had invited the entire Groundlings main company. So it was like all the people who are our teachers at that school. And they were all there.
Yeah.
And so I got denied to go on the red carpet in front of all of them.
The people.
I don't think they know who I am. I know who they are because they would teach at the Groundlings.
Yeah, they don't know who we are.
No.
No.
But I was like, that's mortifying.
Because it's also like, we're actresses, and ultimately we want to be on MacGruber. We wish we were on MacGruber. But then you kind of get close to these premieres, and, you know, we are booking some work here and there, but it's like, it's just like the reminder of like the harsh distinction between like, no, you guys are influencers.
Yeah.
You weren't acting in this. So you do not get to walk the red carpet. And we were like, okay, got it. Totally deserved. We are trash.
But also you would think that they would want more people taking photographs on their carpet with their logo with everything, because then you're posting it and people hear about the show.
Right.
Like, we went to the Birdie.
Yes.
Catherine called Birdie
a couple days ago.
Which was insane.
It was an insane premiere.
Coolest event ever. We had some really questionable tarot card readings. No, they were really good. The tarot card readings were really good. Like, I had my tarot card reading, and it was so spot on. She knew everything about what was going on with my family drama.
Yeah, and to give the background, Catherine Called Birdie is like a medieval, it's a medieval setting for the movie, so they had an entire medieval
booth
thing. Like a festival
set up. Yeah, festival
as part of the
turkey
premiere.
Legs.
Yeah, turkey legs. tarot reading,
like
candle
crystals.
Making crystal stuff. Yeah.
Hand massages.
Mm.
So we spent most of our time waiting in line for the tarot card reading because she was spending like 10 minutes.
We were like, oh, we need this.
With each
we
person.
Need help.
So mine was really spot on and really helpful and like crazy. And Alina like knows everything about me at this point. So
yes.
She also knew that it was like exactly spot on. And then so we were like,
she's
this
legit.
Woman is really legit. And then she turns to Alina, and Alina's is like fucked up. Alina's tarot card reading was fucked.
She looks at my cards and she goes, sorry for the long pause. It's just that...
No, and then she pulled two more.
She's like, you're getting extra cards. She's like, oh. But like one just had a skeleton on it. She's like, oh. She's like, this card is just chaos. And then this card is grief and sadness. So... why don't we pull more cards from this? And she made me like...
Yeah, and then she like got a couple that also looked really sketchy and ominous. And she was like, well, this is like a a rebirth.
A rebirth.
This is like a revamping.
She's like, it's going to be so the chaos and the grief, and it's going to be, but you know, at the end of the day, you're going to come out stronger for it, and you can fulfill your potential then. And I was like,
what? Alina had to immediately get a hand massage.
Yeah, I was like, I need to go to the hand massage booth. What's going to happen to me or my loved ones? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. She told me the thing. She was like, you have too many cooks in the kitchen in your life.
Yeah.
And like, I do right now. Like, I'm going through some weird family drama. And I'm like, everyone's coming at me from all angles with their own opinions.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. Yeah. Right. She was like, trust yourself. And I was like, I trust myself.
I do trust myself. That tarot reader did a number on me. Like, ever since, like, right after I went to a party and I was like, I was walking to my car alone after, and I was like, what if something happens to me? And she was talking about the grief comes from me losing my leg or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I've
God.
Just been like thinking about.
Yeah. Maybe like, I don't know. Maybe,
but it's probably some, like,
mine
you
was
said,
right and yours was wrong.
And probably.
That's
or
probably.
It's some old stuff, old trauma, grief stuff that I have to work through that has nothing to do with like any timeline or any anything.
Yeah, it's just your old shit.
It's just the old
it's
shit.
It's just your old shit resurfacing.
Yes.
Should we get into my
yes.
wedding?
You got married.
September 3rd. I'm sorry I couldn't invite you guys. It's expensive.
I was invited. I was there. It was,
you know who else was there? 70 of my dad's family members.
I hear that's 70 how it
of
goes.
My dad's cousins. Yeah.
Was that part of, you know, when you were a little girl and you were dreaming about your wedding, was that like part of it to have your dad's friends there?
Well, it's not my dad's friends. It's literally my dad's family. He has a huge family. It's like literally my dad's side of the family was 70 people.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
Wild.
Wild.
But yeah, obviously I knew they would all be there.
Yeah.
When I was little. Because I would look around at Christmas Eve and be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, well. Got a plan for
there's
these
a
guys.
Lot of Italian people there.
You got married in Boston.
Boston.
And it was beautiful.
That's a really good Boston accent.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got married at the Boston Public Library. Look, you guys, I wanted to get married in California. I'm not going to lie to you. We looked at some California mansion type places. That really squeezed my knees, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But then my parents really wanted us to get married in
Boston.
Boston. Boston, by the way, is like just not even a thing. It's like Boston. Because it's
Boston.
Like aw. It's like aw.
Like aw?
Aw.
Boston.
Like boss. Yeah.
Boston.
Not ba. It's like ba.
Boston.
Yeah.
I'm saying it wrong.
Oh, she's German. I made fun of German people in my TikTok yesterday. Did
yeah,
you see it?
I saw that. I felt very honored.
Okay, good. So then my parents really wanted us to get married in Boston because, like, my dad wanted his family to be able to be there. Like, there's some people who can't travel or wouldn't travel, you know. So we went into the Boston Public Library and we fell
which
in love.
Which is beautiful.
We fell in love with it.
It's beautiful.
It has these weird, creepy murals everywhere. It has these, like, giant lion statues. It's very weird.
Yeah, it's very Sex and the City wedding. Like, it reminded me of like Carrie, and I mean, you know, for if you need a visual reference, it was just beautiful, gorgeous, historic. I mean, that's what Boston is known for.
Yeah.
Being a historic town that being
well,
a historic city
it was the
that
first
brought up a lot of famous old white men.
Yeah, there's a lot of famous old white men from Boston. Also is the first public library in the United States.
What? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's even more
historic.
Boston
was like the first place ever.
In America.
In the United States.
Look, I'm from Europe, so.
No, Boston was the first
place
to
history you wish.
ever exist. ever.
Nicole, I have news for you.
Life before America? No way.
No, it did not exist.
Also, my wedding was enchanted swamp themed.
Yes.
Which I did get a lot of backlash for when
you
I
did?
When I told people I'm having enchanted swamp, they're like, what, like Shrek? And I'm like, yeah, like Shrek.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, like classy Shrek.
Classy
in
Shrek.
The library.
Because it was gorgeous. The flower arrangements were incredible. And it's not what you think. It's not like flashy Shrek or like movie themed or anything like
that.
Right.
It was like quirky flowers and moss and mushrooms.
Yes.
It
was beautiful.
And then all of the songs that we walked down the aisle to during my wedding ceremony were from Shrek 1 soundtrack.
So, but they were played on violins.
On a string quartet.
Yes.
So like I walked down the aisle to, you know, da 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 da. I walked down the aisle to that.
Which is beautiful.
But I didn't, but Chris and I didn't tell anyone we were doing that because we didn't want anyone to tell us like, yeah, that's weird.
Don't do,
don't
it.
Do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we didn't tell anyone. So all like everyone was sitting watching the wedding and like my bridesmaids are walking down the aisle and they're all going, is this from fucking Shrek? wait, this song's from Shrek 2. Are they doing a Shrek wedding right now? And I have red hair and my husband's bald and just like, and we did a yeah. full, and then my officiant, who won't be named, quoted Shrek at the end
yep.
of our ceremony.
Yeah. And we were, I mean, we loved it. We
did you notice?
We noticed the soundtrack. Yeah. And then, yeah, we when we were sitting down for dinner, we were like, this is a Shrek wedding.
Because like once you heard the first song, you're yeah. like, oh, that's from the Shrek soundtrack.
Yeah.
Then you heard Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So did you put
we
it together?
We put it together, okay. Yeah. Me and I was sitting with our friend and fellow comedian Anastasia Nurinsky and her husband and me alone with a couple. So I was sitting with them and we put it together, obviously.
Yeah.
And we were crying because it was so beautiful. And when you walked down the aisle, it was just like such a vision. And then with your dad and the music was so beautiful and the setting, we were just immediately crying.
My wedding started an hour late, so it was dark during the ceremony. But
all the lights were
but there
really
were like
beautiful.
Twinkle lights and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And somehow there was a spotlight on me. Which I did
yeah.
not pay for.
Mm-hmm. They did that. They did a good job. The ceremony was beautiful. Did you love it?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Elena. Is the whole thing felt like a performance to me.
Mm.
You know, because mm-hmm. I was being watched the whole time.
Yeah.
And when I perform, like when I do live shows and stuff, like I black out.
Yeah.
Like it's like I'm
because
in
because you're nervous.
I'm in like a zone.
Yeah.
Not even I'm nervous. I'm so focused on everything, but I'm so focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like the only time I was really like tuned in and cued in was during our vows.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not tell you a single thing that happened during that wedding ceremony outside of the vows.
And
besides that, my sister changed my writing for the reading that I gave her to do.
How
I
dare.
Like wrote this really funny reading of like the story of how Chris and I met,
mm-hmm.
and we gave it to my sister and his brother to like read, and they were
yeah.
reading both the parts.
It was really cute.
But my sister didn't like it, and she changed it, and she took out all the jokes.
You don't change the bride's
reading. You don't
anything.
Change the
anything.
Bride's reading.
The bride is the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I remember that. I only remember the parts I didn't like.
As is life.
No. And then I remember like looking out like at the people during one point. And then I remember like after like our first kiss ever.
Ever. Finally.
Finally. It was slimy. After our first kiss ever. I remember like walking back down the aisle and like seeing everyone and like, yeah.
That's, I feel that way sometimes when I go to like parties or, mm-hmm. you know, like, or like my own birthday party or something, because you're so focused on, is everyone happy? And like, you're a people pleaser.
Right.
Like, is everyone happy? Is everyone having a good time at my wedding? Like, because they all
right.
came for you.
And like, so focused on talking to them
yeah.
and saying the right thing and like being good at it. That,
yeah.
Like, I
being a good bride.
Yeah. I spent so much of my time at the wedding, like talking to people. But when I was talking to people, I was so focused on like, is this conversation going well? Like,
yeah.
you know, because it's like a lot of, it's not like you're just like talking to your friends. Like, it's a lot of people that you don't know that well or
yeah.
haven't seen in a while or might be from mm-hmm. Chris's side or, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all like, is this conversation going well?
Yeah.
And then I
feels like a very high pressure situation too, because you're merging two families and like, this is it. And you're like, do you now like me as part of your family? And like, do you like the celebration that I've
Do you like the words coming out of my mouth? Yeah. Am I smiling enough? Like, it just was like, I was so hyper-focused.
You had
on, like,
a little you on your shoulder, like watching everything you were doing.
Yeah. And yeah. I've heard a lot of people say that about their wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I won't be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll enjoy my wedding. Uh-huh. And not that I didn't. I, of course, enjoyed my wedding, but I spent so much time being like so socially aware.
Yeah. Would you now, looking back, like if you were to give yourself a piece of advice, Nicole, who's like right in the morning of the wedding or like before the ceremony starts, like the main event.
Yeah.
Like, what would you say to yourself now? Like, would you do anything differently? Would you want to be more like, would you want to think more like, what do I want right now? Do I feel good? Do I like this conversation? You know, or.
Well, that's the thing is, I don't know if there is a way to do it differently.
I don't think so.
Because no matter what, you're standing there and people are coming up to you and you're talking to people and like you're trying to get through. Like, I don't know if there is a way to do it differently, but if I did do it differently, I think I would like just take more time, like kind of like looking around, like looking at the flower arrangements that I've been dreaming about for a year. Like, like looking at just like acknowledging what's happening around me instead of just like spending my whole time looking into people's eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I have never gotten married, as you know, but I have worked a lot of weddings before, before I was a famous influencer.
Doing catering?
Just kidding. Yeah, doing catering at weddings in LA, and a lot of weddings. And there's the bride and the group, or the bride in particular, never ate her meal. It was always someone was in charge of like bringing her food and like bringing her some of the apps and then bringing her the main meal, because they never sat down to eat and they were just going from table to table and like it's so performative and it's so like there's so much pressure on them. And I feel like that was the common theme of like every wedding that I've ever been to, where
I didn't eat that much, but I also wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
Because I was like
the adrenaline.
There was so much happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drinking.
Yeah. And there were mac and cheese balls.
I don't know if I got drunk. I don't know.
Your body probably killed the, like, your adrenaline killed all the, your alcohol level.
I know that my friend David, they got married like 2 months before us. So they had just gone through it. And he was my personal drink bringer, and I didn't assign him that. He just would come up to me every 20 minutes and be like, do you need something? What do you want?
That's
you want
a drink? Good. That's
and
a
then
good position.
A couple times he just brought me three options.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He knows what's up.
Because like, and then like at one point I was like on the dance floor and none of my bridesmaids were on the dance floor. And I was like, why is no one on the dance floor? And my sister's friend, who got married recently too, runs out into the hallway and she's like, if you're wearing green, you're on the dance floor.
Oh my God.
And is like getting everyone, like, oh man.
Getting everyone.
And I was milking it too. I was like, I'm the bride.
Yeah, as you should. You're never going to get this opportunity again.
But I don't remember. Yeah. I'm excited to get the video back because then I can like remember what the frick happened.
Yeah.
I never even saw my cake.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, we saw it sitting there for a second and then they took it away and cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a guest, as from my perspective, your wedding was perfect. And it was the most beautiful.
Tell me about it. I'd love to know what it was like.
It was the most beautiful event I have ever attended. And it was black tie and it was this, it just seemed like we're in a movie or something.
Oh, you know, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a long red silky gown.
With a corset.
Yes.
Right?
It had like a corset. Because you said to us months before your wedding, you cannot go, like, dress to the nines, you can't go too big. And I was like, challenge accepted. Yeah. And then I found this dress and I sent it to you because I wanted your approval. And you said, get this dress if you don't get this dress.
Yeah.
And then I did. And it was so beautiful. And I felt so beautiful. But then after the wedding, I was talking to some of my friends in Germany. And they were like, your dress was so beautiful. Like, I saw a similar dress like that because I'm going to a wedding. But, you know, the thing is, like, with red, it's like, you're not, don't, like, I feel like I'm going to take attention away from the bride. And it's so, like, don't do that at a wedding. And, like, it's not about what? You. And I'm like, are you, like, subtly trying to tell me that you thought I was like a selfish bitch at my friend's wedding?
I could see if it's like a garden wedding,
right?
And you're wearing a red gown with a corset, yeah. Like, but this was a black tie late night wedding.
Yeah, I was like, listen, bitch, the bride was wearing a crown and I got her approval before I went, so
no, a lot of people were in really bold colors.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was beautiful
and like full gowns.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was beautiful.
Because I told everyone, please dress as if you're going to a celebrity's wedding because you have to dress for the job you want.
Yeah. And I, yeah, and I loved it. I mean, I also came with the intention of like fully making it like a movie where you go and you like hook up with someone, you know?
Yeah.
And I was working really hard. And I was the night before at the like welcome drinks thing, I was just like scanning the room and I was like, I can't be like too proactive about it. I have to just let it happen, like a meet cute, like maybe there's gonna be like a cute server at the wedding or something, mm-hmm. you know? And then I was just like, I'm so chill about it. Doop de doop de doop. Like someone's gonna bump into me any minute now. Me looking like this with my red gown. But then, and because also there were some other single women at the wedding, mm-hmm. and we were talking about it, you know, like, this is our yeah. chance.
There were like some very eligible single women at the wedding.
Yeah.
I'll say there was probably 3 single men at that wedding.
Yeah.
Chris has no single friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, but also I'm like this. I always say, like, I want to meet someone, I want to talk to someone, I want to hook up with someone, but then when someone talks to me, I'm like, what are you, like, don't talk to me.
Why would you ever
talk to
a stranger?
Literally, the other day, I was at a bar 2 nights ago with my friend, and we were sitting at the bar talking about guys and talking about, like, you know, should we go, which dating app should we go on? And we were talking about dating apps and stuff, and then, like, a guy walks up to us and he goes, do you guys have a straw? And I turn to him and I'm like, do you have a straw? Really? Do you have a straw? Is that your question for us? Is that really your question for us? He was like, yeah. I was like, do we look like we have a straw? Do we look like we work here? Or do we look like we're drinking drinks at the bar? And I was like, why would we have a straw? There are straws all over. He's like, well, because you're sitting at the corner and sometimes there's like straws at the corner. I was like, then look if there's a straw. Don't ask us. You want to talk to us. You want to like hit on us. I know. I was like, ripped him into pieces. And then he was like, no, I swear. He's like, he goes like this. No, I swear I wasn't trying to hit on you. I was at a concert today and my brain is like foggy. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to go find a straw. 2 minutes later, literally 2 minutes later, he comes up to us and he goes, hey, are you guys single? I was like, are you fucking kidding me? He was like, are you? I was like, I'm so offended by this question. He was like, why? I was like, that's not none of your business. And I was like, why do you want to know? He's like, well, because my buddy over there, I was going to introduce him to
Alina, you. Alina, you should never go back to a bar.
Okay, but listen. He was like, my buddy over there, he's like single. And I don't know if I should introduce him to you. I was like, you still shouldn't ask us if I'm single. If that's your question, then ask us that question. Ask us if we want to meet your single buddy. Because whether or not we are single, it still doesn't matter. Like, we can make that decision for ourselves. And he's like, no, you don't understand. I was like, no, you don't understand. And I need you, and I need you to listen to me. And then I explained it to him again. And then he shook my head. And he's like, you know what? Thank you for that. And then he brought over his buddy.
And he brought over his friend? Yes. Man.
And then we were like shaking them off. And then I went to the bathroom. And when I came back, my friend Victoria was crowded with dudes because they were like, she's gone. The cock blocker has left the conversation.
Okay.
But that's me when I have like a couple of drinks.
Right.
And when I'm like, and I don't, and then the next day I was like, oh, that's why I'm not dating anyone. I mean, not that I have to change anything about myself.
No, you're perfect. You did nothing wrong
that's
in that scenario.
That's how attract someone who
everyone
is like into
should
that.
Act. That's how everyone should act when someone hits on them. You did nothing wrong. You're like, you want to be hit on so bad, but also pisses you off that someone would have the audacity to hit on you. But what would be the right way to hit on you?
Mm.
Ask about your cats.
Be like real honest about it.
Hi, I would like to hit on you.
Would
that be okay?
I would like to put my pee-pee in your hole. I'm just kidding.
So that would be the correct way to hit on you?
No.
Excuse me? Would you like some pee-pee
so
for your hole?
In my mind, it's like a meet cute, like in the movie. Like, mm-hmm. It's not meant to be hitting on.
Okay.
You know? It's like we bump into each other or like something cute and funny happens and then we happen to talk to one another.
Right. Like, oh my God, shit, we're wearing the same beret.
Yeah.
Like,
and then we happen to have the best conversation ever and we notice like we hate the same things, you know?
Yeah.
And like we love feminism. We hate capitalism.
Yeah. Like you, like.
We want to save the world, but we also want nice things. Like we want to save money, but we also want to spend money.
If you were like.
We want a nice house. We love humor. Alina. We have trust issues.
Alina. If
you
were.
Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not. You're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. If you were standing at my wedding, like looking at my flowers and scoffing and rolling your eyes, and you notice someone across the table also like scoffing and rolling your eyes, and you look at them and he's like, the environment, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I just don't understand how you could kill so many flowers for 6 hours, for a 6 hour event.
I would never
and
think
then
that.
You, well, I'm just saying, like,
okay, what if? Okay,
what if?
Good, I'm there.
And then he's like, not to mention the misogyny in her dad's speech.
Ooh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, don't get me started. Yeah. What is he selling her? Yeah. And then you guys like got into this like amazing conversation about like how your wedding would be like so chill and so like not traditional and like blah blah blah. And then
no, we would talk about how we don't want to get married.
Oh, you would talk about how you don't want to get married.
But then later on, maybe we would decide to for taxes, and like then we secretly love it. Yeah.
Okay.
then if that happened, then maybe I would finally have an American one night stand.
That's what it takes for a one night stand.
Yeah.
Alina.
Yeah, I need to be able to trust.
Meanwhile, like a couple months ago, you were hooking up with a guy who was criticizing your butthole photos.
Yes. Actually, yes.
If you didn't listen to that episode, that makes no sense.
So go back and listen to the episode with Caitlin Riley. We talk about buttholes and pooping and stuff. Not in the same.
Okay.
Anyway.
If you could give me advice.
Yes.
One piece of advice for my wedding day. Having been there. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give me?
Okay. There is some advice that I can't say out loud. But the advice that I would give you on camera would. Well, it was perfect. I mean, hearing your side of it, I would say fuck trying to like make everyone else happy, as hard as that seems, and just take it all in and try to be in the moment.
And but that's what I'm going to do when I watch the video.
Yeah. <That's>
perfect. Guys, send us your stories on Instagram. Send us your awkward stories. We want to read them.
Yes, your awkward stories from your awkward stage. And since we were just talking about dating, you know, if you have awkward dating stories or awkward wedding stories, we will take them all. And we might read them on the podcast.
Was your experience like mine? Let us know in the messages.
Are you as good as flirting
awkward
as
stage
I?
Pod.
Yes, on Instagram.
On Instagram. And leave us some reviews and, you know.
And love us. Really genuinely love us. That's all we ask.
See you next time. Bye.
We love you.